Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. And today, we have my co-host, Barbara, here. Are you there, Barbara?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, everybody.
And today, we have, because it's Psychic Night, we have Dale Shear. Are you there, Dale?
Yes, I am, and I have a little prediction.
All right, Judge Judy.
All right, Dale.
Let's hear your prediction, Judge Judy.
I wish I had her money. Well, he calls me Judge Judy, Barbara. I don't know why. He says, I remind him of Judge Judy, and he goes, can I relate? And I go, no.
That's funny, Johnny. I do love that
but
show, though. And he is a no-nonsense
What was your
person.
Prediction, Your Honor? What was your prediction?
Yes.
Prediction? Yes, sir. My prediction for you, Johnny, is your shows are going to get bigger and bigger on the video, Life, Laughter, Happiness, and you're going to be doing more interviews, and it's going to get better and better and better with Barbara. And I see her playing more of a bigger role in this somehow as a conversational talk host. And she's going to get her own show as well, doing talk host, and she's going to be interviewing Playmates and lots of other people. So, and all people of entertainers and stuff like that. But that's going to be a huge success. Anyway, that's what I have to say for now.
Oh, hey. Dale, thank you. Thank you so much. It's so encouraging. And knowing that we're on the right path, and I always have a smile on my face, certainly. I just see a big change, too. And Johnny, he's so excited about the new TV channel on Roku.
Yeah.
Life, Laughter, Happiness, Learn. And so you must be seeing something with that going on because
yes,
we just started
that's
it. We just kicked it off. Oh,
no, that's
wow.
what I said. It's
going to
be that. That's what I'm referring to.
And I just want to
awesome.
Say something. I don't want to go into this on the air, but I signed up for a Zoom account today. I'm going to try both of them. But I won't say what the reasons are on the air, but I want to try both, and I'll explain it later to everybody. I mean, to everybody, meaning you and Barbara later on. But I'm going to try both.
I'm
going to see who does better.
Okay.
So with the Zoom, the Zoom people are going to call me back. So, Dale, are you ready for a call?
Always, sir. Always.
Okay, good. Now,
Ray.
This is area code 347, but I should say something to this 347 person before she comes on the air. And this is everybody. Your questions need to be as specific as possible. Am I correct in saying that, Dale?
Yes, because when people ask me, what's my life, what's my love life, it's like saying, well, what did I eat for breakfast 2 days ago? I don't know. You know, you have to. The more specific you are, the more specific I'll be.
Okay.
And it makes
it
a lot more fun.
Excuse me, Barbara, trying to say the television Roku channel that he's doing, you're going to have your own show with the Playmates and interviewing entertainers and hot people, and it's going to be a major success.
Well, thank you. And it's great how it's coming about because I always thought, you know, it'd be great to be seen. I love doing radio so much. And every day, it's so wonderful to do that every day. But it will be nice to be seen and to be able to see our guests and other people, the people who have been calling in for all of this time. They can be seen finally, and we can get an even better connection with these people.
I'll get to the people, but what you're going to do is take the radio that you're doing or the podcast right now to Zoom or whatever. And, you know, we're going to have people calling in and people be able to see it. And that's going to be a major success, Johnny.
We'll see. All right.
Okay, can I go to a caller?
Are you ready for Area code 347.
Yes. Hi, caller. Yes. You are on live with psychic medium Dale Shear. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Hi. What's your name and where are you from?
Hi. My name is Tamika and I'm calling from New York, Long Island, New York.
Tamika?
And?
Did you say Tamika, sweetheart?
Tamika.
Tamika, okay. What part of New York?
Long Island, Suffolk County.
Wonderful. Boy, we get a lot of Long Island people. I don't know. Word must be spreading around there like crazy.
We do when you're here. We're attracting the New Yorkers.
Well, I'm from Jersey, and so we're very similar, and Jersey people love New York people. Anyway, I see, let me say something when I see first, and you can talk and ask a question. I see a lot of changes upcoming in your future. It's like you want to changes, but you're not sure of the timing. And it's going to be different for you, difficult to a point, but then not difficult at all. I see a lot of hope for you in the future and a lot of money around you in the future. Now, what is your question?
I wanted to know, I had started a new job in November, and I wanted to know if you saw me staying at the job for a long time or if you see them letting me go. And I asked that because...
Because what?
I am not
happy. I'm losing her phone. I can't
hear
her.
Okay.
Can you hear there, ma'am?
She is there. I hear her.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, now I can. You said I say that because what? I didn't hear that part.
Oh. Yes, I say that because last Friday, out of nowhere, they wrote me up because they said I was making a lot of mistakes. And they said, you know, after this, you get written up one more time and then that's it. So I started the job in November, and it's made me kind of like, you know, it just caught me off guard and like really nervous about it. So when it's
okay,
know
what,
how,
what type of work is it?
It's clerical in what? A medical facility in a certain department.
Okay.
Yes.
You will remain medical and clerical in the future. This company, there's somebody that doesn't like you, so they're writing you up. And they're stupid because there's nobody that can do a lot of the stuff that you could do or could even take your place right now. So in answer to that, that person wants to get rid of you, and they're going to be riding you like a hot potato. So be aware of that, you know. And will you stay there? I don't see it. I see getting another job, and I see you making a lot more money and being more successful.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I see. May not be what you want to hear, but, you know, just go start looking now.
Yeah, I have been.
I know, but, honey, there's a lot of jobs out there, and you are skilled in the medical field. Try the hospitals. Do something. But you are skilled.
All
okay?
Right. Yeah. I know who you're talking about. And I don't think it's my boss, it's one of my coworkers. I think she's trying to find my mistakes or a lot to show my boss, to try to get my boss convinced that she should do that.
What is the purpose of her doing that? To get your job? What is the purpose?
She's jealous. She's a very jealous person. She's been there for years.
Okay, well, then you got the right person. You might want to talk to your boss about it and say, hey, I feel this person is doing this to me, and see if you can offset it a little bit.
I have.
And?
And my boss
thinks
that she's got under control, but the girl is very sneaky.
You have to report it again, okay? It doesn't matter. You're not staying here, so I don't want to talk about this anymore. You're not staying there. You're moving on. There's going to be a new job and a better one. Okay?
All right.
Yes.
Thank you.
Move on. Who can work under those circumstances anyway? I mean,
and that's
being mean to yourself.
That is why Johnny calls me Judge Judy.
Like, done. You have to take the advice. You called for
it,
and you know what? It's good advice. Okay, good, because, you know, you don't deserve that. You seem like a very, very sweet, sweet person with a very sweet disposition that doesn't need to go to work every day feeling like somebody's out to get them. You should be in a safe working environment. You deserve it.
I just didn't want to be fired. Like, I just don't want to be fired.
Well, then quit. Then quit before you're fired. Okay, we can't do a whole reading on you, honey. I'm sorry.
Okay.
If you like, take some steps towards that.
Yes, Johnny's probably going to say you can call and make an appointment with Dale on the
side, where you would have more time.
Okay. we need to get on to the next caller, but thank you, and let us know how that goes. Got to take some steps towards the right direction. All right, Johnny.
We're asking Johnny, Johnny, put your phone number out there, please.
Yes, my number is 516-531-9874.
You mean by yours, it's Life After Happiness line. Right now, we're live. We're doing a broadcast. Please call. We have callers waiting, but we're trying to get to everybody today. So, Dale, are you ready for the next caller?
Sure, Barb, anything you say.
Awesome. Okay, let's go. Hi, 919.
Hi.
You are on live. How are you, and what's your name? You're on with Psychic Medium Dale Shear.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. My name is Jan. I have a husband that has passed away. He's in spirit, and I actually was not with him when he passed. And I know this might be a crazy question, but is there any way that you could pick up on anything about what he had on his mind or what he was thinking at the time of his passing?
Because I really don't even know what really happened. Yes. But let's start off with, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Virginia.
Okay. What was your husband's name?
His name was David.
David. And I need the circumstances of his passing, and then I can try to pick up on him.
Okay. He was actually in an accident, a vehicle accident.
A car accident.
No, it was actually on a motorcycle.
Oh, I see. Okay. So he was hit?
No, it was a single, person accident.
I'm confused. I need to know what happened so I can pick up on him. So please tell me the whole story there.
Yeah, the only thing I knew that happened was he was being swamped over on the motorcycle, and he just drove off in a ditch, and that was it.
And you don't know what happened at that point?
I do not know. There was, not anything done as far as with the medical examiner. He did have, extensive, medical condition he's been battling with for years. But, other than that, that's it.
Okay. I do believe that I see him, and he was quite outspoken in his opinions. He was very opinionated about things, correct?
I couldn't quite understand you.
He was outspoken in his opinions.
Yeah, in some areas,
some areas. If he believed in something, he'd go all the way. He would fight for his best friend no matter what.
Yeah.
You need to confirm what I'm saying. Okay. He did love you. There was no question about that, but he was avoiding something in his path as he was driving, as he was doing the motorcycle. And that caused him to end up in the ditch. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
There was a dog. Who had the dog, or who has the dog? We didn't have pets, so I don't know. Did he ever?
But
have
I
a
do
dog?
Know that I, when he was younger. But I do know someone saw the accident that lived near there, and they didn't mention anything about being in the path. They just mentioned he like slumped over and went into the ditch.
Well, you're saying someone caused the accident. You already know who caused the accident?
No, I said he slumped over. He like
I'm not understanding the word.
Okay.
He crossed over into the
no,
ditch.
No, no, ma'am. It was like he almost passed out while he was driving the bike, and it just angled off into the ditch.
Okay, I got it. A, he was avoiding something. B, there was medical issues, which I don't know what they are. But what else did you want to know? I mean, he, you know, they crossed over. He's on that side, and he's fine. He's really fine. But what else do you want to know?
Well, it's just I feel his presence so very, very much. I mean, it's like, I know he's around me all the time. And so
well,
I just wondered, you know, what his thoughts were when all of this was happening because I wasn't with him.
He did not have thoughts. It happened too quick. It was just too quick. And he blacked out. Like a diabetic blackout or low blood sugar blackout, he blacked out, you know. But he was also trying to avoid something in the road, so and he ended up in the ditch too. But you're right, you do feel him, and what you can do is take a paper and pencil and ask some questions, you know, of him, and in the morning get the answers from your noggin. Okay?
Okay. Okay. Thank you very much.
You're right in everything that you perceive. You're correct.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. Have a great afternoon.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
You too.
Thank you. Well, that's so good. That's a blessing that she sees him, that he is coming to her. That's a blessing that he is, that she feels his presence. That's very good, because a lot of people try to fill their loved ones, but they never do.
I know. And Barbara, you're so spiritual. You're just wonderful. I mean,
thank you.
You just have this aura about you that is just, where I can only say it as it is, you can compliment me by softening the blow, and I appreciate that, okay?
Oh, sure. Thank you. Well, that's just, you know, truly how I feel. I just say what is there in the heart at the time. So that's good.
Yeah.
Working well together. Yeah. All right. So thank you for calling. And I want to know something. Why do we, when we have Dale on, we have a lot of callers from New York. Do you look for that, Johnny? Or it's, she's like a magnet for New Yorkers.
Not really.
Wow,
not
it's interesting.
Really. I mean, you know, I don't know. I mean, a lot of people in New York watch Judge Judy. I don't know.
No, that has nothing to do with it, Johnny.
Nothing to do with
it.
I think she's attracting them. It's very noticeable. I mean, Dale, you do get a lot of them from New York and New Jersey.
Almost,
so many.
I know. Because I'm from there, and I'm straightforward. So I think the New Yorkers know the difference. You have John Edwards, and, you know, you have a few people that have started in New York, and, you know. But I think, I hate to say this, they don't like the bull and the airy fairy psychics, you know, that come on and say, oh, yeah, da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and this angel's always over you, and everything's going to be fine. I think back east people are different than the West. They want to know the truth. I mean, they don't care. They just want to know the absolute truth. And that's what I profess, and that's who I am. I mean, the reason I'm that way, and I have to explain it, from the age of 15, I went to psychics. I don't know why, I just did. And it was just a natural occurrence. And I took notice that 80 to 90% of it were poppycock. So I kept going. I don't know why, until I was looking to find the right one that would help me.
Mm-hmm.
And the only ones that helped me were the ones that told me like it was. And I really appreciated that. And I made note that, you know, when I got into this business, I would basically tell it like it is.
Yes. And
you're
they
wasting,
do appreciate
Barbara,
it.
Barbara, you're wasting somebody's time if you
tell.
I mean, what happens is these some psychics I know, they're charging more money, more money, more money. Oh, yes, your boyfriend's going to come back. Oh, yes, your boyfriend's going to come back. Oh, yes, and they keep charging you money for it, when, in fact, the boyfriend's not going to come back, and they've gotten ripped off. Well, you know, there's good psychics and bad psychics, but I try to tell it like it is. I'm not always right. I'm not God. You know, I'm just like 85% right. You know, so I just tell it like it is.
Yes. And that is the New York way. No nonsense. They just want to know the facts and keep on going. So that is great. Yes, I love New York, too. And I remember I did live in New Jersey for a short time. And so I really loved the New York way. And I felt like I always belonged there, actually.
Yes. I don't know, because you're too sweet.
I don't know,
I mean,
but I'm too fast for people. I'm so impatient. I get impatient, you know, and I try to work on that. But, you know, I'm fast. You know, my brain can handle a lot coming in and then a lot going out. And I think most people are like that. That's why commercials are so fast. Boom, boom, boom. Give us credit.
Well,
you know, we've got a lot going on upstairs.
They don't realize you have very high intelligence. And you analyze situations very quickly, and you're great at promoting and getting things all put together. You're very good at all those things.
Thank you. Thank you for acknowledging. All right.
Okay, so you ready for the next caller?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay, Your Honor. Next one is 978.
Hi, Claire.
Hi.
You're on Life, Laughter, Happiness. And Dan, here is all yours. What's your name?
Hi, I'm Kathleen from Massachusetts.
Oh,
and
sort of back
Massachusetts
person,
girl, yeah. My question is, I've been dealing, and I'm on several meds, of hypertension for a long time, and my blood sodium levels are very low. My doctor is doing several tests on me, and I was wondering if you see this leading to a surgery or where you see this going.
Okay. Keep in mind, I'm not a doctor, so I can't.
I know.
You know, I can't do a lot of those things that a doctor can do. But okay, I want to hear it again. You say your sodium level is low. How low?
Yeah, and my blood pressure is sky high, regardless of all the meds I take for it. And I've been on them for years, and they're trying to figure out.
Okay,
okay.
You need, hello?
Yes.
Two things. Are you overweight? Because I'm seeing a weight problem.
Yes.
Okay. That is number one problem. You'll lose the weight. Are you diabetic as well?
No.
Not yet. You lose the weight, it's going to balance out. You need your meds changed because, I don't know, you're going to the same doctor all the time or whatever you're doing, but you need to find a doctor that will give you different meds and you try it for your blood pressure to come down. And you need to start exercising or swimming and you'll be fine.
Yeah, I had back surgery, so I'm kind of a few years ago. And it left me using a chairlift to get up to the bedroom, and I have a walker, so things like that are kind of out.
Yeah, no, that's not true. I go to a physical therapy pool where I live, you know, I'm in Nevada and Hawaii, and they have those lifters to get you in and out. It's just, it's good for you. It's really good for you, the water. You need physical therapy. But again,
all right.
I'm not a doctor. I'm not a doctor, so just do your thing. You need to lose weight. It's hard, honey, but you need to lose it. And get on a more healthier diet and just get some sort of exercise.
Do you see it being my kidneys?
I don't know. I'm not a doctor. I don't want to play doctor. I could get in a lot of trouble for that, okay?
All right. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Okay. You have a good one.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Thank you, ma'am.
So we've been getting some very serious calls the last few weeks, Barbara.
But they need help, don't they? They do.
Mm-hmm.
They need help. And sometimes it is the last straw, and then it works for them, which is so amazing. I really hand it to them for even picking up the phone and dialing and coming on the air and, you know, telling you their deepest concerns in life, basically.
That's hard.
Happening.
No, that's happened to me my whole life. When I did my television show in Hawaii, we would call it Spill Your Guts. I mean, people would just spill their guts to me because they needed to talk. And it's okay. You know, who cares if anybody's listening? Who cares if they are listening or they're not? It doesn't matter. They need their problem answered.
Yes. That's right. And I want it to be answered. I want them to call back and then tell us how it's going, which they do a lot, don't they, Johnny?
Yes.
Yes.
The ones, I can't play doctor. I'm not allowed to do that. No psychic is. So, you know, I can just tell you what I see, and then it's up to you to do what you want to do. Contact your doctor and do whatever.
That's right. All right.
Okay. Johnny,
all right.
You have another one?
That's right.
Area code 225.
Hi, 225.
Hi.
You are on live with psychic medium Del Shear. Hi, what's your name?
Hi, everyone. My name is Sharon, and I'm from Louisiana.
Wow.
Hi.
We're getting all over the place today. How's the coronavirus out that way?
From my understanding, it's kind of bad.
Really?
Yes,
okay.
It's horrible.
Oh, there's no end to it. Until they get they're getting close to getting some pills and stuff. I mean, I guess if people would listen, we'd be a lot like Europe, where in Italy and certain countries don't have it anymore because they've listened, you know, but people get out there and they're going crazy. And I know up in Lake Tahoe, nobody's wearing a mask. They're partying. They're drinking. I hate to see what happens in 2 weeks, you know. I'm dying to know. Watch them shut that place down. You know, it's getting very bad. I don't know about Vegas, but can't say. But how can we help?
Well, thank you for your concern, first of all, for Louisiana. We're not doing well. My job.
I haven't been there yet. I would love.
Ooh. Huh? Have you been to Louisiana?
Not yet. I've been to
Oklahoma.
Oh, place. Haven't been there.
Man, you haven't had real food.
No, well, okay. It's on my list. What's your question?
Hit me up when you come this week.
Pardon me?
My job, my boss, what is his intentions? Am I going to go places with him?
Okay, what kind of company is it?
It's a barbershop. It's a franchise. It's a new franchise barbershop.
Oh, it's a what? This is interesting. A new franchise barbershop? What is that?
It's specialized to men haircuts. Like sport clips, y'all might have a sport clips there, or just a place that caters to men.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, didn't they have that like in the 60s? So, you know, now it's coming back or something?
Yeah.
Well, we have them out this way, too. It's going to do very well. I mean, it seems like we're going backwards in time, not forwards in time.
That's right, with the drive-in movie theaters coming out in the Target, or is it Walmart?
No, it's Walmart.
Their parking lots are changing. Oh, I love it, and they're going to
become
the old-fashioned.
They're taking Walmart, and they're doing the parking lots, and they're going to make them drive-in theaters.
I love it.
was on the news yesterday. I'm so excited because I used to love drive-in theaters. I'm sorry, I just deteriorated from
me too.
Where were we? I'm sorry. Where was it?
Oh, and so she has a barbershop company. She kind of cut out. Is that what we're talking about with the caller?
I work at a franchise, and I wanted to know how things were going to work out between my boss and I. Would he be expanding? Would he consider me for a promotion?
Yes, it will be after this virus thing. The whole world stops because of this. But yes, definitely, yes, yes, yes. You'll have your own shop as well.
Wow.
It's going to be hot. It's going to be good. It's going to be good.
Yeah. Will he try to sell me a franchise at a reasonable price, or will he be a stickler for money?
No. He will sell you at a reasonable price and tell him you'll promote for him. You'll do some promotions, but you don't want to get it now. Now is not the time.
No, not now. I wanted to work for him for about 3 or 4 years. And
good idea. The plan's good. I would stay on this plan. Don't worry about it, and it's going to be very successful. And you have to have a gimmick, you know. Create a couple of gimmicks to bring people in, men in, you know.
Okay. I will. He doesn't talk much
to
me. He doesn't communicate much. You're right.
Talk to him. That's just who he is. Some people talk a lot. Some people don't talk at all. He's shy.
Is he right?
You know that?
No.
He's shy.
No.
That's why
he doesn't talk
a lot.
Oh, okay. And then my last question is, my son's girlfriend had a baby, and the relationship is not going well.
Well, I think you know that as well as I do. There's going to be a breakup there, and you'll have to deal with it, okay? And if you want to know any further, you can do a private consultation. You can call me at 808-372.
Hold on, let me put it in my phone.
Okay. Because I would want you to
send
me
a picture
of your son. 808.
Okay.
372-1816. You want to repeat that?
And what would be the best? What 808? Oh, let me see. I was putting your name in. 808-372-1816.
Yeah, best time to call me is any time after. Well, I'd say around. Well, I don't know Alabama time. I'm in Nevada time, so. We're 25 to 6 here. What time are you?
Oh, it's 7:33.
Okay, so you're only an hour ahead of us, okay? So I would say on the weekend and stuff like that, any time around 4 o'clock is good, my time, Pacific time.
No trial for all package types. Browse the comparison table.
What was that?
Sorry, I clicked on something.
Okay.
Go right ahead.
All righty.
Okay.
Well, thank you,
okay.
guys.
Well,
and thank
one.
You for your frankness. Have a good
thank
one.
You.
Happy holidays.
Thank you.
I love it.
Thank you.
I love that.
Thank you for calling.
Johnny, you got it all wrong. I'm not Judge Judy. I'm the Frank psychic. I just don't like it.
Yeah, I like that.
All right.
Well,
thank you for calling
me. Talk to our real Frank psychic who tells it like it is.
Okay.
That's right.
All right.
Okay. We have a lot of good callers today.
Yeah, where are we
all
at,
right.
Johnny?
Well, our next one is area code 347.
Oh, caller. What is your name? You're on live with Psychic Gail Shear. Welcome to the show.
Hi, my name is Maribel.
Maribel.
Hi there.
Where are you from?
So I wanted to look into like romantic
relationship.
No,
where are you from? Where are you from? Hello?
Hello? New York.
Yes. Okay, what part?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. What part of New York are you from?
Queens.
Fine. Okay. Now I know what I'm dealing with. Okay. Now, how can I help you?
Okay. So basically, I was wanting to look at the love realm. Basically, I've been trying to set myself up to be able to be successful in love. And I just keep getting, like, these past connections coming back through. And some of them were really, like, not brief per se, but, like, they were very light. So I don't know if, like, it's worth pursuing or if it's just, you know, testing me if I'm ready to, like, let go. I mean, it really didn't evolve into anything.
It's none of that.
Okay.
It's none of that. You're manifesting it. It's just like, when that comes back up again, you just got to put your hand up and say, no, I'm not going there. I'm not going there. You need new people coming into your life. And it's hard. With the coronavirus, it's hard. But you can go online to find somebody. And you will. You're attractive. And men find you attractive. And are you working right now outside of the house?
Yeah, so I'm going to be starting back up into rotations coming up, so I'll be more in, like, the hospital setting.
Oh, okay. Like a nurse or?
Medical student, so, yeah, various roles.
Okay, but they're going to be pulling you over to do some nurse work and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just you're going to be able to help him or assist. And it's all good.
Yeah.
It's all positive what you're doing. And you don't have to worry about it whatsoever.
Okay.
I see you just marching ahead, and it's going to be extremely positive. Are they building Queens up? I heard that they were.
Cleaning up?
No. Building. Building. Is Queens coming up? Pardon me?
I just couldn't hear you clearly. I heard buildings and cleaning up.
No, it's Queen. Barbara, see if she can hear you, please.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes. I've heard both of you. What did you not hear? What is the last question specifically?
Okay, no, it's just I wanted to know if Queens is coming up because it used to be really, really down. I was curious if it was coming up.
Oh, cleaning?
So I heard coming up. Is Queens coming up? And,
yes.
I mean, I guess I don't understand, like, what coming up.
Is it, like, coming up, like, get coming back from?
Is it coming back?
Yeah. The economy.
Yeah, I feel like in terms of, like, how everything is over here, it is like slowly but surely. It's like not bouncing back up right away, but there are a few places, like especially the small businesses, and there's plenty of people who like actually support it. So
when I hung out there as a kid and all, and the Bronx and Queens were like at the low level. So from what I heard, it's been getting better and better and better. And that's what I was wondering if that is.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Okay, like Brooklyn is the new Manhattan, you know, like that type
yeah.
of thing. And
heck
I haven't
yeah.
been back there to go check it out, you know. So it's supposed to be the new Manhattan. It's really beautiful and it never used to be. So it's just, if you would say Brooklyn or get out of New York, they would go, are you kidding me? I'm never leaving Manhattan. But you're going to have in New York City itself, they're not even starting the Broadway shows till January. So it's going to be rough. It's going to be rough. you know, all over.
Yeah.
But you'll be okay, so just hang in there. As far as what you're doing, you're going to be fine.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you for calling.
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Hey, Barbara, talk to me. Give me a break here. I didn't expect this many people to call up.
I know. Well, yeah. So what is everybody going to do this weekend? It's going to be a different kind of 4th of July. Over here, we were talking about it a little bit, that they are going to take the parade to the neighborhood instead of having the people from the neighborhood going to one street. It's a big deal down here, their annual parade, which I was in last year, and it is yet to be determined of where exactly this route is. Well, I haven't looked it up today. It's probably up somewhere. But what do you think about that idea?
I think it's wonderful. They did that on my street, and they had a little parade. But are you talking, are you going to be around a lot of people?
Oh, I'm not talking about me. I'm just saying that the Huntington Beach parade is a over 100-year-old tradition, and it's a big deal for this town. And so I've been monitoring it, and they're going to take the parade to the neighborhood. So we're not supposed to go. If it's not in our front yard passing by, then I guess then we can't see it. We have to watch it on TV.
No, it's going to be fine. It's going to work itself out good. They're taking all the precautions that they can, and it's going to be fine.
Yeah. Well, I just thought it was like a cool idea that they figured out how to still have the parade.
Well, we're figuring out a lot of new things, like Walmart and drive-in movies. And not only will they do drive-in movies, and the entertainers can sing or dance on stage that way. You know, they could be right in back of a movie screen and have, you know, stuff going on. And cognizant there isn't too many entertainers at one, you know, at one stage at one time.
Oh, that's good, too. And I went to the salon for the first time in 3 months yesterday, and they were super careful. You go in by yourself. They check your temperature. You have to wear a mask the whole time. And they limit it. There's nobody at the front anymore. They take care of the salon. Each individual takes care of their transaction. And you really see nobody else. Well, you see them, but you're far away. And they have plastic shields everywhere they put up. And they're just really very careful. But they are,
cool.
Like you just said, finding new ways. Everybody's finding new ways to keep going.
Yeah, daily, they're coming up with a lot of the old things that have happened and worked in the 60s and 70s and a lot of new things. But I heard something really weird the other day on TV. I was freaked out. They said the kids were doing COVID-19 parties, and they wanted to see who would catch it first. And I'm going, I don't believe it, you know?
I couldn't believe it either.
You know?
I heard that too yesterday. That was just so. Oh, somebody's going to be sorry for playing that game.
Yeah, it is. It totally is. The only problem I'm worried about, there's supposedly another, well, there's a flu in back of this one, like a swine flu coming in. But I mean, I wish the United States get with it because all the other countries are starting to recover. And we're not, you know, nowhere near it. So
I don't live in a very big city anymore. I mean, this, I guess, is a big city, but like L.A., Beverly Hills area where you're crammed in closely. So I don't know how those people are. I rarely go up there. I'm down here in a beach community. Everybody I see is wearing masks. One guy at Walmart was not wearing one, which was the odd guy. You know, he's the odd one. So, you know, everybody is, and wherever I look, people are being careful. But I hear other stories where they're not in the bigger cities. Is this what you're hearing too, Dale?
Yeah, well, I'm seeing in Carson City, Gardnerville, Minden, They're all wearing masks, except if we go in the pool. But, I mean, some people are going, what's the point of a mask? Well, you know, let me make it very clear. We're protecting the other person, not ourselves. If someone coughs, if someone has a cold, if someone has a flu, if someone has a coronavirus, the chances of you getting it are very than if you did wear a mask. And then there's asymptomatic people out there that you have to be careful of that don't know that they have the virus and the mask protects, supposedly.
Right.
Okay. Do we have any other ones?
We sure do. 9863 is next.
Hi, caller. It's your turn with Psychic Del Shear. How are you tonight?
I'm okay. How are you?
Fine. What's your name?
Great.
I'm Angela. I'm calling from Florida. Angela?
Florida. Okay. Hi, Angela. Okay.
Hi.
And what part of Florida are you calling from?
I'm in Lakeland. It's between Tampa and Orlando.
Okay. Never been there either. And how's the coronavirus over there in that area?
We just got mandatory put masks on in our city, so we have to have masks on at all times, no matter where we go.
Whew, I guess it's not that good. Okay.
I think the first time's like a $250 fine, and the next time is a jail time.
Whoa. Well,
yeah.
Maybe that's what's needed. I'm all for it. How can I help you, sweetheart?
I was wondering if there's any message from Spirit that you can pick up on.
That you have to talk not so fast. So say it
I'm
again.
Sorry, if there was any message from Spirit that you can pick up on?
Which Spirit?
My mom, maybe? My mom?
I can try. Now, what was her first name?
Karen.
Karen. Was there heart or cancer around her?
Cancer.
Okay. And is there a sister? I'm picking up a sister.
She has a couple sisters, sisters, and one of her sisters that passed away with her.
She's with her sister.
Yeah, one of her sisters passed away.
Yeah, an L in the name of the sister.
I'm sorry?
The initial L.
Dodie was her sister's name.
I'm sorry?
Dodie was her sister's name.
Jody, but who had the L?
Yeah. The L, the only L I know is her stepfather, Larry, and her ex-husband, Larry.
Okay, had any of those?
They're passed away. Yeah, both of them are passed on.
Okay.
Both of the Larrys are passed away. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's what I'm picking up, that she's hanging out around them, and she is telling me that you did a very good job. You saw her before she died, yeah?
Yes, right before she passed away.
Right, and you held her hand and you talked to her?
Yes.
And she knows that and was very aware of it. And she still loves you, and she really, really appreciated that with all her heart and all her soul. And she's saying, don't worry about things and just keep on trucking. Keep on, just keep your head up and not to worry.
Okay.
Okay? That's what I get. Sorry.
Thank you.
Okay. You have a good one.
I wanted to ask you something. I probably have already, though. Reading all of these people, you're feeling a lot of energy, probably. Does it drain you ever? Does it do different things? Does it give you energy? Because sometimes you mention energy. You want the energy to be up, but I mean, these people are calling you with a lot of problems. Does this ever affect you?
Never. Not really. It's like I put a force field up, and I don't let it bother me. I let it bounce off to wherever it's going. Stupid
oh, that's
things.
Good.
Other things bother me. Like today I was at Costco, and I saw a man and a homeless man and wife in a car with a German Shepherd. And I almost broke down in tears. And I'm just like, when is this going to stop? Now, that stuff bothers me. But when I'm dealing with people, it's almost like a psychologist. It's like, let me help you as much as I can. That's what I'm here for. This elevates my karma, and this is what I like doing.
That's good. Some people, you know, they let it drain them or they get headaches, something like that. I'm glad that didn't happen to you.
No, I just get hungry. I was going to eat at 6 o'clock. That's about it.
That's funny. I know. We've got that. We have dinner right after, and they pretty much, the East people, they're pretty much done for the evening, aren't they, after the show?
Who
are in Eastern time zone.
Oh, yeah. I would think they're at 9 o'clock. Yeah. I would think so. Okay.
Yeah.
Do we have anybody else, Johnny?
We sure do. Area code 720.
Hello, caller. You're on live with Psychic Dale Shear. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Dale. How are you?
Fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm good.
Where are you calling from,
sweetie? Calling from Denver.
Okay, Denver, Colorado. How's the coronavirus up there?
I guess it's all right, I guess. You know, it's here. people are out moving around, you know. We're still under, you know, social distancing and wearing masks, and, you know, restaurants and stuff are starting to open, but, you know, they only take in, you know, limited amount of their lines and stuff, like at the stores and stuff, like at Ross and, you know, Walmart, Target. Well, there's lines, you know, you have to wait because they're only letting a certain amount of people in to shop and, you know,
right.
In rotation that way. But other than the malls are open, you know, and, hey, it's going.
Well, that part's good. And I have this thing about high altitude because we live in high altitude, you and I and a couple other people. And I think higher up you go, the virus can't survive in a lot of places, you know. In the high altitude, because I know fleas don't, you know, survive. So, I mean, you know, it certain viruses don't, and others do. It's weird. But it's going to be all right in Colorado. What can I tell you? What can I help you with?
Relationship. I wanted to kind of get some nice insight on my current relationship.
Well, I want to say this, and it may not make any sense to you, but who's Bob?
Huh?
Who's Bob? Bob.
I don't know Bob.
There's gonna. There's someone new coming in. That may be a friend or somebody close to you, but a Robert or a Bob. You're going to know someone like that. And what about your current relationship? What's his name?
Xavier.
Okay. And what do you want to know about that?
Is it something they to continue with or, you know, try to work on? I'm kind of getting question marks on it, so.
I think the two of you need to sit down and have a really good heart-to-heart talk on exactly what you told me. I'm getting mixed signals. And I don't want this to be this way, and I don't want this to happen. Do we continue as such, or do we move in different directions? And you have to have clarity here. The problem that you say, person, is a feeler. Are you the feeler that you feel everything?
Yep.
Okay, and he is the visual person. He sees everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, feelers and visual people are two kinds of languages. If you want to know something, they wrote a book years ago, and I was able to get a hold of it, How to Make a Man Fall in Love with You by Tracy Cabot. It is all about feelers and people that are visual. It's like speaking French and Spanish because we see. I'm a feeler. We feel. But visually, my husband will say, hey, look at that sign up there. Look at that mountain. You know what? I never saw it. And it was there for 30, 40 years, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's two different languages. And it's called, it's a hard thing to communicate and get the two languages to move together. But once you do, it can be spectacular. So you need to have a heart-to-heart talk.
Okay.
All right. Yes. You have a good one, sweetie.
You too.
Tomorrow,
hi.
You. Okay.
Blessings to you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Our next one.
Johnny. I think that we should take the time before, I don't know how many more callers Dale is going to take, but it's coming to a close, and I want to give out Dale's contact, because if somebody doesn't get through today, then they can get through to her directly, and her direct line is Dale Shear. Her phone number is 808-372-1816, and you can also visit her website at daleshear.com, spelled DaleSchear. And Dale is with us every Friday. So if you didn't get through tonight, if you don't get through, then you can either carry on with her directly or check us out again next week. Also, find this show and all of our other shows on our YouTube channel. We have many shows there to choose from, many shows from Dale and all kinds of things. We have our Life, Laughter, Happiness website and also our new TV channel on Roku, where we teach. We teach a lot of great things. And so go get Roku if you don't have it already and subscribe there to Life, Laughter, Happiness, Learn. And
all
visit us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, all across the board, social media. I do not hear Dale even saying anything. Is she there? Hi, you're quiet. I usually hear
I'm letting
from
you talk.
Yeah, I think I got it all out.
Now, Dale.
What?
You want to take maybe two more callers, or is that what you want to do?
One more.
Okay, what we'll do is, this is the last, so this will be the last caller. That's fine. Okay. I'm going to put
and
these
I
five,
appreciate
six,
Barbara,
three.
Thank you. Thank
you,
you
are
very
welcome.
Much that you promoted me.
Eight, five,
and,
six, three.
And they can call next Friday and tell their friends to call. And please, Life, Laughter, Happiness, Learn on Roku is going to be a very hot show in the future. And hopefully I'll be on with Barbara and you can see what I look like and all kinds of things. In the future.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a really hot place to do.
856, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
The last caller on Life, Laughter, Happiness with psychic medium Dale Shear. How are you?
Fine, how are you?
Great. What's your name?
Rose Maria.
And where are you calling from?
I'm New Jersey.
Yeah, what part? I'm from Jersey.
South Jersey, about 10 minutes away from Philadelphia.
Oh, you're near Cherry Hill.
Right.
Okay. You sound like you have a cold, sweetie. Do you have a cold?
Yeah, stuffed up nose, allergies.
Oh, okay. I'm going, don't get the virus.
Try not to.
Okay. How can I help you?
Whatever you can pick up for, like, a long-term marriage with a family thing for relationship, that's coming in anytime soon. And if it's
okay,
someone I'm thinking of.
Okay. You're very picky. You're extremely picky. You'll check the nose. You'll check the ears. You'll check the heart. You'll check everything. I mean, you know, you're extremely picky, so it'll take a while. But you do have somebody in mind. Who is that person you have in mind?
His name is Ralph. Don't know for a long time.
Yeah, you've been on and off with him for a while.
Right.
And I see it staying that way. I don't see the word marriage. I just see it being on and off. But, you know, you're good together, so stay with it. It's okay. You only need to be married to breed.
Right.
got it. No, you're a real sweet person. You help a lot of people. Jersey people, Jersey girls are really different. So we're kind of special, and you're very special. And I just see you being fine. Not to worry.
Oh, appreciate it.
Okay.
Yeah, I hope he calls soon.
Well, if not, call him. It's a two-way phone. Okay.
All right. Cool. Appreciate it.
Okay. Sure. Have a good one. I hope your allergies get better. Well, I
hope so too.
Barbara, yeah. Johnny, have a happy 4th of July. What are you doing for 4th of July, you guys?
Nothing.
I mean,
I don't want to be around a group of people.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
It's funny. I was just thinking about that. You know, Barbara's like the person I think you would want to invite to a party because, you know, you invite her, other people are going to want to go to that party to see her. And, I mean.
Well, thanks, but I have been invited to parties, but I'm not going to a party because I'm being careful with social distancing.
Oh,
parties is not in the careful category.
That's true.
I totally agree. I was invited to go boating up at the lake, but they have like this vessel that holds 30 people. I said, I pass, you know, but anyway. And I wish you all the best for July 4th, all right?
Thank you. And you
too.
At least we're there
in spirit.
Good
night, Barbara.
Thanks, Dale. Good night.
Thanks, Johnny. Aloha.
Good night, everybody. Aloha.
Bye-bye.